here.
Unless you can figure out how to get out of these damn contracts. I don't know why. I didn't want to sign up on a contract. She knew that. She signed right up, and here we are.
There is a way out of that. Is this Howard?
Yes.
Hey, Howard. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Okay. Local Splash, this isn't Google?
No, Google doesn't call you. Local Splash does. We're the premier Google partner, so that's what they do. They create a list of guys that they feel are good fit for their programs when the spots open up, and then they give the list to us to call out and fill. And then we also host it and make sure it works for you.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, if you could get me out of Angie's list of that contract.
I can't.
That's not what he says, and this is his game.
Yeah, we have to pay a percentage of the $12,000 that we're signed up for.
Well,
they want you to pay 30 to 35%, right?
Of the full year to get out?
Yeah, that's what she's saying, right? That's what they told her.
Yeah, that's what she's saying something like that.
Yeah, that's not actually true, you know.
Okay.
If you went to your bank, for example, and you told them to stop the transactions, they're actually not going to come after you for one. So I could assure you of that.
Just cut the card off, we they're done. Ain't.
Yeah. I mean, they're not coming after you. They're not going to fly out from Colorado to Pennsylvania for a small claims court. And even then, if they were going to, It wouldn't hold up. I mean, those digital agreements, especially when it comes to marketing, like how are they going to charge you 30% of leads that you haven't got yet?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
Okay, so let's just talk. I wanted to
also just to further make sure that your missus feels okay. If you have her check out FTC versus Home Advisor, it's like the Federal Trade Commission.
FTC.
Yeah, or FTC versus Angie. Federal Trade Commission.
Okay. Well, she's on the other line right now. I can't help her.
Okay. Well, there's thousands of businesses that go through step-by-step on how you cancel that service. So you could call them up or you could go to your bank and do it. But either way, you'll be able to get out of that 100%.
All right.
Can't tell you how many guys I've had.
Let's move forward with what you got then. I'm interested.
Okay, well, what we were offering is Google Guarantee. So have you seen that before? When you go on Google, there's a couple of guys at the very top of the screen. They pop up first. It says Google Verified.
I haven't looked at it at all.
Really? Are you near a computer?
I am not. My wife has it back in the room. She's actually on it right now.
Okay. Well, maybe we should... Just talk until we get her on the line to be able to look at it, because I feel like we want her involved too, you know? I feel like it sounds like a team.
Yeah, she's actually the business owner, and...
There you go.
And, Now, she's worried about paying all this money per month. That's the first thing you have to square with her when she does come out. Hey, that's easy to get out of.
Yeah. They want you to think that you can't, but... You know.
Right.
That's their whole...
And my wife's just dumb enough to believe it all.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
And I have to live with that.
No, be nice.
Be nice, man. Well, I told her I wanted to go over this with you, and she went and made a phone call.
Yeah. I hear you.
So
Google Guaranteed is guaranteed leads that are pre-screened, and you decide what qualifies. And they'll hand them off to you live. So say somebody goes on Google and they look up a roofer, the Google Guarantee guys pop up first. So obviously that's where a lot of the traffic's going to start and stop. But Google's also ensuring the person searching or the homeowner or business owner that if they do go with our Google Guarantee guys, we'll back it up with $2,000 of lifetime insurance on the job. And we also guarantee them that we've background checked the business owner. So the business owners have been background checked there. They know that they're getting good people. So
you can put me on Google. Now, for some reason, my Google listing has never really – I paid for it to be put up, and it never went up.
Yeah, you have to finish verification, it looks like.
Okay, well, that's also going to need my wife for.
Yeah, easy fix, though. We're a premier Google partner. We're actually right next to Google, so we actually submit more people to Google than any business in the world. We're the ones who do a lot of the verification, and usually they, in order to get Google guaranteed, it would be us and a third-party company doing your background check.
Okay, well, talk to me. What's this? What do you charge a month to make this happen?
Well, it's $249 a month, month to month.
Right.
But there is a one-time Google guaranteed application fee of $250.
Okay.
Okay. So
that's
you'd end
awesome.
Up just to get it all started, you're looking at $499 to get it going.
Okay, I can handle that, but I don't want to use the same card. We might be canceling.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is there any way you can call me back in like 20 minutes? I could see still on the phone, and I'd like to review some of this stuff with her.
Yeah, the only reason I'm hesitant is I don't want them to send me another call. Well, I have all these windows pulled up too, but they're going down a list of roofing companies in this area. We're just looking for one to fill the Google guaranteed spot that we have available within our company.
Okay,
once we fill the spot for your area, Google tells us to close it out. We can only work with a certain amount of roofers per area.
Can we do that for the fee right now? Let's do the fee, and that'll be done and gone before I ever close it off. It won't be the monthly thing.
Yeah, the monthly $249, you're going to need that, though, because that goes towards, like, the Google business profile creation, the verification of that profile, and then the optimization of that profile. And usually before we can launch Google Guarantee, we need to have that up and running and have 5 reviews on it. So the $249 is going to take care of that. It'll also take care of like Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. We'll build you your .com website and host your website so you have your own .com. So that $249 is really where a lot of the value is. Those are all the listings that even if you were to leave Google advertising later, that people will still be able to go back, see your reviews on there, see that it's Google guaranteed. Or pass the background check, even if you're not buying the leads, you know? So that's really what you want, is that local listing that covers up to 40 miles. But the Google guaranteed leads are the ones that have a 95% conversion rate. So those are basically like guaranteed jobs.
That's about my conversion rate. We could probably work real good together.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're already pre-screening them and vetting them, and then we hand it off to just you. It's not like HomeAdvisor by Angie's. They put themselves on Google, but they'll sell the lead to like 5 roofing companies in the area.
I know, and I'm at the bottom of that list because I'm
the
new guy.
Right. The Google listings don't work like that. We'll actually have a live customer on the line who's trying to get the Google guarantee, right? They want that Google guarantee that gives them the insurance and that you've been background checked. So we have that person live on the line, and then we bring you on into the conversation, you and your wife. And then if you guys set the appointment or agree to go out and actually meet with them during that call, that's when you'll get charged the lead fee. It's not like we just send you a number and then we charge you for it, like HomeAdvisor by Angie.
All right, so that's sweet. So what is the lead fee?
The lead fees are averaging for roofing in this area. It's going at $58.67 each.
That's awesome.
It's a great price.
And it's a great price.
They usually want a 13 lead balance to start, though, to be honest with you. So, I mean, you'd pay $768, but that's not anytime soon. Like, you got to go through your background check in the first month.
And this is what he does.
Is he going to pay it for us? Is he going to pay the termination fee?
It's not what you think it is. You shut your credit card off and it's over. They don't come after you. Or you call the Federal Trade Commission. And
I can't shut the credit card off. That's my business account.
I just got a new card.
Yeah, it's only $5 if you talk to the bank. They'll send you a new card number.
Well, she's going to pay $850 a month, apparently, for nothing. I don't know what she's doing. She's on the phone. I'll hang with you here, though, a sec.
Yeah. That's really not what happens, though. So, like, if you were to get on the computer with her and you look up FTC versus HomeAdvisor by Angie's, the business owners have not only been able to cancel it, but they've been able to get refunded their money back because they've disputed the quality of the leads, the source of the leads.
Absolutely.
The likelihood they would even result in actual jobs to begin with. Sometimes they're getting these leads off Google and they're like 3 days old and then they're sending them to you like, call them right away or else you're going to lose it. And then you call it and you lose it. They charge you the $100 lead fee for the roof lead and then they go, oh, well, you were too slow or it was your fault. But, you know, they sent it late.
Up. I can tell the way they're playing that they're passing off.
Yeah, they're just passing information in a text.
Any colder? Okay.
Basically, what you and your wife have there is almost like gambling. It's like buying a scratcher at the gas station. You pay the $50, you scratch it off, and you find out if you win or lose or not. And it's like, if you win, great, you got a $10,000 roof. You know, maybe by the time you win, you know, you're making money. Sometimes not. But it's not horrible for everybody. I'm just saying Google Guarantee is the only time you're going to get a guarantee for your investment. It's not one of those things where we're just throwing information at you and charging you for it.
We're actually building a website.
Sorry, go ahead.
What can I pay you right now to get this spot?
Well, the first month and the application fee, it's $4.99.
Okay, if we run that, I'm in with you, and we'll take care of the rest later.
Yeah, but you have to do the application and background check, and then we also have to do an appointment where we customize your website, the Google Guarantee campaign, everything that you're listed for.
But I don't have a website. Well, you would put some kind of site in there for us?
Yeah, it's a part of our service. We'll actually build you a custom website. You'll have your own .com, like hwbubconstructionllc.com. That's what I was trying to explain to you. Like, we're actually building your company's online listings that you're going to keep long after HomeAdvisor by Angie's is out of your hair. Like, you want those things for people to be able to look you up and see your real business, see what you guys have done, see reviews from people in the past. You need to establish that because let's say we don't do it, and then 6 months from now you're still in the same spot where a guy that's got a $20,000 roof job goes to look you up. They got no information that you passed the background check, that you even have the proper licensing and everything. They're not going to hire you compared to the other guys that are out there. So we need to get you into the game. Right now, you're not even competing with the guys right down the street. If you were to look up roofer in your own house, you wouldn't even see yourself for your own roof.
Right.
You know.
Our Google account's been kind of laying in limbo, unfinished for some time now.
Right. And it's not just about resolving that, though, Howard. It's about making it so you show up for people who look up your services. So we'll resolve that, build your website, and make it so that people who are looking for a roofer or any of your services are actually seeing you guys as a company that's been verified and legitimate.
Yeah, okay.
Some people do this before they even open their doors, you know? That's like a lot of times that's the first thing they do is like, okay, let's build a website, let's do these things, let's get pictures from work we've done in the past. You know, you put all that up so that way you can land these bigger fish when they start saying, hey, why should I hire you, you know, over these other roofing companies?
Okay. Well, I think she's finishing up that phone call. She made a phone call that I told her to do yesterday to HomeAdvisor and bring my lead number down as low as we can so they're not charging us so much. I said, maybe we can get one a month out of them. That might be right.
We can't get one a month. We can only go down to
$500. We're canceling them.
I'm not paying 35% of $12,000.
Now,
then you're gonna pay 100% of $12,000 and get limited results. That's the point. Get out of you want to get out of it, and you can get out of it.
I'm not agreeing to anything right now.
We got to get out of this, and before she feels comfortable paying any more out. She don't want to just shut the credit card off. And you said look up what?
FTC.
What can we look up?
FTC versus HomeAdvisor.
FTC versus Home Advisor. Can you look that up?
Not right this minute, no.
Or FTC versus Angie. Because you have to, she could report them too, and that's the only other way to get out of it. But she's going, hey, I'm stuck. If she, if you commit to being stuck, which is what it sounds like,
no,
then.
No, I said no!
Okay. Oh. Poor baby.
Oh my.
Yeah. I hear, I get it.
You have too much pressure on me right now.
I'm not. I'm actually trying to help you.
You made a phone call I told you to make yesterday.
You can also phone the guy.
I can't. He has to go on. We won't get the listing.
Well, I'm not saying yes. No. Nope. No.
Give me a minute here. Can you sit down and give me a minute?
No. I need to call Angie back.
Oh, my God. And what?
She does need to call Angie back, yeah.
For me to shut down the whole fucking bank account to get rid of Angie that you've been begging me for how many years?
I haven't been.
Oh, yes, you have. Chuck has been living on Angie for how long? You wanted me to go with Angie for how many years now?
Oh, my God.
Huh? How many years? How many years have you been asking?
You need to listen to this guy.
I don't want to listen to him right now.
I can't help you. I'm with a female that doesn't respond to reality.
She's very smart, actually. She's just
can I cancel this, Angie, and somehow get, can you give me a number? Text me a number, something, I can get back to you here shortly.
Yeah, 100%, Howard. She's very smart, though. She's right. I mean, you guys are, if you're working with a limited marketing budget, you got to do what you can to make sure that marketing budget works out, right? And right now,
right.
I think she's
but if
really...
I can cancel it, I have the money to do it. You know what I mean? She's just not opening her mind here.
Yeah. And it's really getting out of that bubble. Like right now, you guys are putting yourself on Home Advisor by Angie. They put themselves on Google. They get a lead from Google. They resell it to you and a couple other guys. The reality
is,
we can list you independently directly on Google with your own website.
Yeah, I got
you. You don't need
the
middleman. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so they're overcharging you on leads. They're selling leads to other people. It's just, it's a racket, you know. And if some people it works out, but a lot of times those guys are paying a top dollar for the lead. They get the lead first. And then you're hearing from those guys who are paying $150 premium for the lead, getting the lead first. And then Home Advisor by Angie selling you the same lead, you know, an hour or two later for $50, you know. And it's like, obviously, that guy's got all the reviews, been with them. He's got it first. Likely he's going to get the job. It's just a racket out there.
I'll call you back.
Okay.
Shortly, if you send me some info on how to break free from a Home Advisor, I'll make it as quick with her. The quicker I can get out of it, the quicker I'll call you right back.
Okay. Give me 1 second, though. Hold on.
I
texted you my number, but I'm trying to find the Home Advisor by Angie stuff for you.
Okay.
Okay. Did you get my number?
I did just get a text, yeah.
Okay, so that's my number. Here's the prompt on how to discontinue that service, and then I'll send you the FTC versus Home Advisor settlements.
Yeah.
And there's a ton of them. Like, they just had to pay back $3 million last month.
Okay. Well, let me give you a phone number here. This is my wife's number.
Okay.
And I want you to send that Federal Trade Commission stuff to her.
Yeah. What's the number?
1-724-433-0696.
0696.
And... say I'm here. Yeah. Say I'm here to help you get out of Angie. Something like that.
Okay. What's her name?
Her name is Nicole.
Nicole. Okay. Yeah.
Bub, as in the last name of the business. B B B.
Gotcha. All right. Let me see here. I'm just putting her. You're getting all the ones I sent to you, right?
Yep, I am.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I feel like that's kind of the main hurdle. But what I don't want to have happen is, like, you guys feel stuck with that, and then you keep putting this Google advertising and your Google listings, your website, you keep putting all that on the back burner, you know?
Well, I don't want to do that. I tried to do this before and kind of got shorted. It was kind of a middleman to you guys again trying to set me up for Google, and he never finished. We paid him over $1,000, and it never happened. So I was disappointed.
Really? When did this happen? Do you know the name of that company?
I have no idea. This was years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because
you
guys have a Google business profile. It's just not verified, so it's like...
Right. Well, whoever started that, if you could find out who started that, that's who not finished it.
Okay. Yeah, well, the website just goes to Facebook, and then it says the content's not available, like the Facebook's dead. So you guys don't have a website. Like, that usually would tell me who built it if I can get into the website. But you're at this 4865 Hickey Street?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We're at 497 Garrison Road.
Oh, you moved.
No, that was my mother-in-law's.
Oh.
That we used originally.
Okay.
This is our house.
Well, I already know what's wrong with your Google profile. It's because the address, they won't verify because you got an old address up there from a long time ago. They don't know if you're even in business anymore. So we just got to... verify that, and we can get that back up and running pretty quickly. That'll help you guys start getting some visibility, start bringing some calls in. But then, like I said, the Google Guarantee leads are where you're really going to see the return on investment each month, because those ones are pretty much nailed down. Like, you can go guaranteed roof leads. You can get 13 basically appointments on roofs for like $700.
Right. Well, I don't need more than a roof. I mean, I'm good with 4 months.
Yeah, but see, like, this is how Google Guarantee
works. I'm almost 60 years old.
Yeah, you don't sound it. You sound good. But this is how Google Guarantee works, is they'll have you pay for, like, 13 leads. Once you pass the background check and everything, it's, like, $768 for 13 leads. If you only use 4 in a month, or let's say you're only taking on, like, one of them a week, the remaining balance rolls over to the next month. So it's not like you have to keep paying $768, you know. It's at the pace you can exhaust the 13 leads. I have guys that are in roofing where it takes them 2 weeks to do each roof because they're just a couple guys, and they
I do a roof in a couple days, but
yeah,
I don't like to. I have a lot of work of my own. I've been in business my entire life, and I have people calling from every angle of the world here, and family and friends and past customers, and I got a lot of stuff of my own. What I like to do a roof a week and then fill the rest of the weekend with repairs and whatnot.
Yeah, easily doable. I mean, if you say, hey, I just want these leads to be roofing leads, like, well, Google's like, okay, we'll guarantee you 13 qualified leads, and you dictate if they're qualified, Howard. So if you say, hey, that one's not qualified, we won't even charge you because we have the customer on the line. You know, you're basically going to say, hey, it's not a good fit. We just get off the phone with you and help them find somebody that's actually going to be a good fit, you know?
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's the whole point.
None of those games Angie played.
Yeah, well, the idea there is the way we get paid is to make sure that they find a contractor to help them, and then we also have this group of contractors that we background checked and that are in that Google Guarantee program as well. So it's like, people are inquiring to make sure that they get the insurance from Google, just like if you ask Siri, hey, Siri, find me a roofer, and then we're going, okay, we got you, you know.
What's your name?
My name's John. I'm the director here.
Okay, John. Hey, John, send some stuff to my wife so we can get out of thinking Angie.
I'm on it.
They jerk. Yep, and then I'll easily be able to talk her into this.
Yeah. Okay. Let me do that. And then I'll just put, like you said, hi, Nicole. My name's John. I'm here to help you get out of this thing.
Right. There you go. And this is what I do for a living. And you have all that info. So she might, at that rate, at that pace, I should say, when I lean on her like this, she just falls apart.
Yeah. No, I get it. Because she's got people telling her one thing, and then you telling her another, and she's just like, yo, I'm not going to be yo-yoed back and forth between you guys. And it's frustrating. She gets mad and throws it on the floor. I get like that, too. Yeah, I get frustrated.
Right.
But I think what she has to get over in the mind is thinking, hey, we're stuck. At the end of the day, you know, they work for you guys. You guys have the money that they're trying to make at the end of the day, right? And so that means they work for you. So you can fire them.
Right.
They want you to think you can't fire them, but you can. If you don't want to work with them, you don't want to receive their leads anymore. If you feel like what they're doing isn't a benefit to your business and you're actually spending more than you're making or you're going backwards,
it's a big headache the way they have it set up, too.
Yeah,
so,
but you absolutely can get out of it, Howard, 150%. Yeah, well, like, the law protects you guys from that.
Right. Well, give her the information for that and maybe talk to her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure we'll get out of it, and then I'll come. Then our budgeting for advertisement will come right over to finish our Google list.
Yeah, that's what you want to do, because the Google stuff's going to stick with you.
Verified.
Right, it's not verified, and then it doesn't show for people. It was Thrive that did it.
Thrive that did it.
I've heard of that company, Thrive Media or Thrive Marketing.
I don't know. It was one or the other, but they never really finished it up. So he's saying they can finish that up. And
Thrive's it from Canada. They're not even in business anymore, Thrive.
Okay. Hey, well, I got to get going here. Get in touch with her, okay?
Okay. Yeah, let her know, too. I'll be reaching out. If she has any questions, I'm happy to help. Like, not coming from a malicious place at all. I just want you guys to not feel stuck.
Right. I appreciate that. Thank you, John.
All right. You're very welcome, Howard. You guys have a great day. I'll talk to her soon.
All right. Bye.